But on questions.org, it says, question, what is easy believism? And here's what they said. They said, easy believism is a somewhat derogatory term used by opponents of the view that one needs only to believe in Jesus in order to be saved. Is that what we believe? Absolutely, that's what we believe. But that's a derogatory term that people use against what we believe. Oh, you're one of those easy believism people, right? You're one of those easy believism guys. It says, from this they conclude that those who hold to sola fide or whatever, I think I've read this before, but anyway, faith alone. So those who hold to faith alone teach no corresponding need exists to commit to a committed life of Christian discipleship as proof of salvation. However, that is not what this term faith alone means. True faith in Christ will always lead to a changed life. Another common usage of the term easy believism is in regards to those who believe that they're saved because they prayed a prayer with no real conviction of sin, no real faith in Christ. Praying a prayer is easy, thus the term easy believism, but there is more to salvation than mouthing words. So basically they're making fun of the way that we believe. They're making fun of the way that we believe and saying that we just believe it's Christ alone that's all that it takes to be saved, and you don't have to prove that you have a changed life. And this person that wrote this article, they don't believe what we believe.
Right.
They believe that you have to have some kind of works involved to prove that you're saved. Is that what the Bible teaches? No, it's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible does teach that it's easy to be saved. That's what we believe. And so here's another term that people like to use derogatorily towards us as like just the easy believism. Yeah, we are. And that's what we believe at this church. And if that's not what you believe, then you're not believing the right thing.
Right.
Because the Bible does teach that it's easy to be saved.
Right.
It might not be easy for you to be saved because you don't believe in easy believism, but that doesn't mean that's not the truth.
Amen.
Because what's the most important thing? What the Bible says.
Amen.
What does the Bible teach about being saved? Well, in John 3:15, let's turn back there if you're somewhere else. John 3:15. John 3:15 says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. What's it say there? That whosoever believeth. It doesn't say whosoever makes him the Lord of your life. It doesn't say whosoever repents of all their sins. It doesn't say whosoever gives their life over to Christ. That's not what it says. Look, Christ gave his life for us. We don't give our life to Christ. If you give your life to Christ, that's an act of obedience. That's not a salvation thing. That's following after him. That's sanctification. Sanctification is the process of cleaning up your life after you're saved. It's not keeping you saved. And that's where people have a hard time understanding, because they just don't understand how easy it is to be saved because they're not saved themselves.